This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour saw lower day one results than last year. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
The results from the first day of Pro Farmer's annual Midwest Crop Tour are lower than last year. About 1,000 scouts headed out into Midwestern corn and soybean fields on Monday to objectively determine the final projections. Eastern League Tour leader and Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady said they had several examples of over 200 bushels in Ohio.
What we saw was very good. So we had on nine stops in Ohio, we had an average yield of 193.7. So we are one of 11 routes that's out there. Four of our nine samples that topped 200 bushel. And I made a comment in my vehicle that there were years when we would come through Ohio, and if you got a 200, you'd get super excited because they just didn't happen that often. And so to have four out of nine top 200 bushels really speaks volumes in terms of some of the quality of corn that was on my route.
Overall, Ohio scouts found corn yield estimates to be the same as last year at 183.3 bushels per acre, just 0.4% lower than 2023. Soybeans in Ohio were a little lower as well, with pods in a 3x3 area down 1.8%. Over on the western leg, Brent Judish is in his 12th year of scouting. Judish said South Dakota has some issues, but things are looking good in Nebraska.
We've had a couple areas of green snap in the Lindsay area. Hurt the stand about 10%. We've seen some hail, but it was not, didn't do any damage to the crop, just more leaf damage. Seen some grasshoppers along the edges, but we've not had any white mold, not had any sudden death, and we've not seen any aphids yet. There were some issues in South Dakota. There was some replant. There was some late plant. But in Nebraska, everything's on par.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.